Hi, everyone, and welcome back to the one, the only, the Appleworm Podcast. I'm so happy to be back, and this has been an amazing week. If you guys didn't know, Star Wars Celebration took place. It was also a great, great big deal for the second week of Shazam the movie. It's just been an overall amazing time, and like I promised in my previous podcast, this was going to be a movie review talk kind of week. Why? Because of the simple fact that, number one, of course, I did go see Shazam multiple times, and I very, very much wanted to get back to you guys on my thoughts on it, on why this movie is as amazing as it actually is, and why I believe that the DCEU is heading now in the right way. Now, that doesn't mean that I hated the DCEU before, but that does mean that the quality that we are seeing nowadays compared to before in terms of the movie genre that is being put out by the DCEU, well, it's not even called the DCEU for starters, but you get my point. For the DC film universe, I believe is very much turning up a notch and getting into the quality that we all deserve in terms of, you know, we live in a world where Marvel has a universe that is very successful, that it's about to close up, and there's definitely nothing more exciting than, you know, to have good, healthy competition around, you know, these kinds of movies. Superhero movies have never been as prominent as they are now, and that definitely means that we get to enjoy because we improve in quality, and that definitely improves our enjoyment of the movies that are coming out today and age. Now, I'm also going to talk about Star Wars, of course. The Rise of Skywalker trailer was unexpected. It has been good for some people. It has been horrible for some others. I don't know which side you stand on. I'm going to tell you guys where I stand on. But I believe that this week is amazing. Also, a lot of movies that I really want to see we're getting closer to Endgame. We're getting closer to loads and loads of movies as we start approaching the summer time. And that is just going to be peak movie season. Looking at the movies that are actually coming out in Costa Rica for the next couple of weeks, Hellboy, I've heard, is pretty horrendous, but I will not hesitate in watching that movie to tell you guys my true thoughts on it. Probably on the blog, if it's actually that bad, I'm gonna probably take my time and go watch it like that. But Hellboy and Godzilla is probably one of my most anticipated movies. King of Monsters, because I don't know where you stand on, but where I stand on in terms of Godzilla versus King Kong, I've always thought that it has been an insult to Godzilla that you can compare him in terms of being competitive against Godzilla. I do not agree with that. I do not think that is a good enough and welcoming comparison. And that just stands out to me in terms of, you know, here's the deal. Here's the real deal. We have got to understand the fact that movies are made to entertain, okay? And this is my transition into Shazam. Movies are made to entertain, which means that when you go and watch Aladdin, when you go and watch X-Men Dark Phoenix, when you go and watch The Lion King, Top Gun, or Toy Story, or you name it, I believe that these movies are meant to entertain. And the closer that we get to bigger movies, the closer that we start to realize how important movies are to us. And it is. It's the way you grew up. It's the way I grew up. I went to the movies every single weekend, and that is something that I intend to continue as a part of my legacy to my daughter. I want to take her to the movies as much as possible, and every movie, and try and have her, as did I, to look beyond just the entertainment factor and see, why was this movie made? Why is it valuable? What message did it portray? Or was it just horrible in terms of not having a message, not having a plot, not working whatsoever? So, Shazam is an amazing movie. I actually believe this is one of the best, definitely the second best movie in the DC cinematic universe. I believe that they very much understood the capacity and the opportunity that they had with this movie to just create, you know, to create on a world that was dark before, but we can definitely see how it's turning brighter. And Shazam is definitely that. Now, this movie, if you've never heard of Shazam, he is basically the strongest mortal to have ever lived. And he is on a level of impossibly strong as superheroes like maybe what Superman and Captain Marvel from the Marvel Universe. And he's just too strong. You know, it's overpower what he has. And so how do you connect with someone like that? And I've always, if you heard the podcast, I've always complained about the fact that you have to understand that it is very difficult to empathize with some of these heroes. It is hard to empathize with Batman because you don't have that money, because you didn't lose your kids when you were very small, or you're not the best detective in the world, or it's more people you look up to. You know, Superman is somebody you look up to, and Batman as well, and probably Wonder Woman as well. You look up to these models, these role models that are perfect or almost perfect in every single way, and the fact that they sometimes have flaws may you have a little bit of a connection with them. However, then there are characters like Spider-Man, or in this case, like Shazam. And these are completely flawed characters that have flashes of perfection, of idealism, and that takes out of the empathy that you might feel towards them, but it still does give you the opportunity of being able to connect with them in a more direct way. You know, when you idolize someone, you want to be that person. But when you empathize with someone, you feel for that person. You want that person to do better, and to grow, and to mature, and to evolve. And that is what Shazam represents and is. Shazam is a character that evolves. A character is flawed. A foster home result kid. And foster homes aren't easy. They're not an easy topic. They're not an easy environment to live in. And basically, Shazam lives in a world where, you know, he's looking for someone to care for him because he did have someone. And so he has to be the bigger person in terms of trying to find his mother. If there is something that you have to take into account when you see this movie or after you have seen this movie, is that Shazam has a journey towards figuring out that he is, and because of his life and because of his context and his environment, he has to understand that he and you and me, sometimes we have to realize that we are the adults. That although we might not be as old as other adults, many a time you will realize that it doesn't matter what the age of people are, it matters their maturity level, their mental stability, their emotional intelligence, their capability to move on, their accountability, basically. And so Shazam comes in and has this very funny tone and this hilarious jokes and these impossible powers and the magic realm, and you are right there with the main character. You know, you're like, what? You don't believe that this is happening. And you see two points of view. You see the point of view of a kid who wants to be a superhero and becomes one and has to realize that it is not all great powers and having fun, but a lot of responsibility, a lot of maturity, a lot of being brave, things that you had to grow into. And then another kid who wants to be a superhero and gets to be his north, you know, and be the person who tells him, look, what you're doing is wrong here, what you're doing is right here, you're missing this opportunity, you have to understand this responsibility, etc. And what that entails is that basically at some point during his becoming of a superhero and leading a superhero, he has to understand that his friend is a superhero, but he's also his friend. You can't just have him at a higher standard because he has powers. You have to have him at a higher standard because you and him are the ones who keep the secret, who have to care for other people. And two heads think better than one, I think is the way to put it in English. I don't know, I'm sorry. And two heads think better than one, meaning, yeah, he might be super strong, or the wisdom, I think it's, oh my god, let's see if I can run this through. Shazam is the wisdom of Solomon, the strength of Hercules, the endurance of Atlas, the power of Zeus, the courage of Achilles, and the speed of Mercury. I think those are the ones. I hope I'm right. I'm sorry, I didn't Google them, which I probably should have. But basically, I very, very, very much I'm looking forward to where they take this. It is such a great opportunity for them to put a kid into a superhero after all of the superhero movies have come out. It would have been a completely different audience reaction and consciousness towards this movie if this had come before, for example, the Christopher Nolan Batman trilogy, you know, that almost set this off, ignited the superhero movie explosion that we live in. And they didn't. I mean, we had Batman versus Superman, which is probably not very good, and quite good only in the extended version. We got Suicide Squad, which is probably horrendous. We got Justice League, which wasn't bad, but really wasn't good. We got all these other movies that you had to sit down and worry about and think, where are they going? They're putting... I heard this from another guy in the internet another day, and he said, don't ever put your universe before your characters. Put your characters before your universe. And that is where I think, and that is my point towards the DC Cinematic Universe, is they are now learning that their continuity should lie upon great characters. And then later down the road, see if they actually care to make an ensemble work. Because there was an amazing reference and just general use of the DC universe, of Superman and Batman and Wonder Woman, and all these characters that live around Shazam. And as the lore of this character is being developed, you also have to understand that these characters look up to other characters. And it makes complete sense, but you don't have to make the movie about the other movies. You have to focus on your own character. And that is something that I very much appreciate, I very much like, and I cannot stop thinking about and appreciating about Shazam. It is hilarious, it is a straightforward, simple plot, but is a heartfelt and emotional ride, and a very, very focused on family movie. It knows what it is, where it's going, what it wants you to think, to understand, to smile at, to laugh at, to cry at. And Zachary Levi is amazing in his role. Mark Strong is amazing. Asher Angel, Jack Dylan Grazer. And I want to give a special, special shout out to Faith Herman. Faith Herman is Darla in the movie, and she was such a good character, such a powerful, emotional family character to develop the plot. She was great. She didn't go too far into the, you know, cliche of everybody loves the little kid, but also being funny and being honest. You know, that kid that you know that they are just themselves, and they don't lie, they don't exaggerate. They're just a kid. They're a kid knowing the small piece of the world that they know, and the fact that a superhero comes in this little world that she lives in just completely expands and blows up her realization and her consciousness about what happens around her and what danger is and what family and love is. But all in all, I want to say this movie is great. You should go watch it. You should take a kid or a young teenager to see this movie. They're going to really enjoy it. It has something in it for everyone, and that is what I believe is most powerful about this movie. I hope you guys watch it. I hope you guys come back at me on social media and tell me what you thought, what you disliked, what you liked. It's not a perfect movie. I thought there were a bunch of things that were not the best in execution, but great in theory. I thought that there is a very, very powerful twist in terms of the family aspect, in terms of the foster aspect, and just the truth behind the story of a kid who has been adopted and knows that his family is out there and looks for them. And just, you think it's a cliche, you know, like, I'm going to look for them, and then the great resolution is going to be, I find them. And that's not what it's about. It should be, you find your family for a meaning, for a purpose. And that is what we should all strive for. Your family should be a means, not an end. You should love your family, and your family should push you forward and should give you a meaning and a push again towards you achieving your goals. And when you achieve your goals, your family should be there. And that is amazing. That is something I very much appreciated about this movie. Now, if there is something that I appreciate about movies, it's Star Wars. And Episode 9 is a big closing episode. It's a big episode about what can and will happen with the movies that have come after the original trilogy. And I will say this. I'll give you a couple of points, and then I'll give you my final thoughts on the trailer and on the episode 9 on in general. It hit me. It made me smile. It made me almost cry. It made me happy and sad at the same time, for the best reasons. That this trailer was cut to Leia's theme. It was powerful, it was important, it was meaningful, it had purpose, it was great. I'm also glad that we're back to the normal scheduling of Christmas time. I think it is better for them, it is better for us. It makes us more special. It's a day, it's a, you know, family friendly season of the year. I like it. I really like it. I like also that we see how much Kylo and Rey have grown. I like that we have two scenes in this trailer that very visually portray the two sides of the coin. The side of Rey being scared still, but knowing herself and being scared to do things that she knows before she couldn't fathom in doing, but now she really can. And Kylo Ren being just a force for destruction and just negativity and fixing his mask, as in taking his own leadership on his own hands. Because it was Snoke who made fun of the mask. And now he is like, you know what? I am my own man. I killed and I got rid of what was holding me back from being the leader and the just the dark side wielder that I wish I was. And that is one scene. That's all that I got from one scene. And also, I like that Luke is talking for most of the trailer, because I believe, and a lot of people believe, that he is getting back as a ghost, as a Force ghost. I hope that the time that has passed, because J.J. Abrams said that this isn't immediately after the Last Jedi, so some time has passed. I very much enjoy that they are going to the Death Star. And here's where the trailer got a little controversial. Not everyone is on board with the Palpatine laugh. I think it was a great reveal. I think it's a powerful, powerful way of connecting all of the three trilogies that have made Star Wars. But it is a big gamble because people are going too negative on this, and that I don't like. I don't like that people off of nothing but a laugh and an image of the Death Star are going, nope, this is going to be a horrible movie, it's going to be crap, it's not going to do any good, it's going to destroy Star Wars or whatever's left of it, and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, listen, it's one laugh and one image. Just, you don't even know what kind of, how they did this, or in what way they're using the Emperor. Is he really dead? Is he not? Is he going to help someone? Is he going to fight someone? Is he? You don't even know what he's doing. He might be an illusion. He might be you don't know, a clone. You don't know. So just shut up and embrace it for what it is. It is a tool to get your attention and mine, and it worked. And it is part of the conversation, which is marketing, which is the whole point of a trailer. Case in point, La Laugh worked. Now, I did say it's a gamble, so that doesn't mean that I'm completely on board with it. I think this could go a very long way, or this could be for nothing. It could just be meaningless, but I hope not. But I hope that it is actually used for something that we're going to go like, man, that's a great way to use it as a closing part of this trilogy. It's going to be great. It's very smartly well done. It's great writing. It's great acting. Great execution. Great use of the Force. You don't know. You don't know. That's all I'm saying. So I think that this trailer was amazing. I think that the trailer did exactly what a trailer is supposed to do, and that is nothing short of great and well done. I hope that you guys understand that I am neither here nor there because we have not seen the movie. If you tell me, for now, I'm still going to be positive. I'm going to think that they're going to execute it in a very excellent manner and that it's going to be a highlight of the overall Star Wars universe lore, but we don't. I might be completely wrong, and I might be completely right. So we'll see what happens. Thank you so much, you guys, for listening to this episode. I just want to tell you guys that I'm also going to try and get out some thoughts for the Joker trailer, which was awesome. I'm going to write out on the blog about that, so keep your eyes out for that entry that is coming out later this week. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode, enjoyed my content, enjoy the episodes and blog entries that I'm going to put out on the road to Endgame. And also, I'm just so excited. I'm so happy that this year is going to be amazing because Endgame closes out a more than 10-year saga of Marvel movies. And Episode 9 is going to end this trilogy that started in 2012, I believe, since The Force Awakens. So we'll see what's going to happen. I very much enjoyed Shazam, so I wanted to recommend it to you guys. Thank you so much for just reading up on the blog, for keeping up with everything that I'm putting out. I'm quite busy, so making this is really out of my passion, out of my love for movies and tech. And we'll keep in touch because the Samsung Galaxy Fold reviews are starting to come out, and I've started to read them, and I'm quite impressed because I thought they were going to be way worse, and they're actually not as negative as I expected. So we'll talk about that as well. Thank you guys so much. Don't forget to follow me on social media at Real Appleworm on Instagram and Twitter, everywhere else at DVD19931, and the blog is oneappleworm.blogspot.com. Thank you guys. Peace. I'm out. Till next time.